the opening lines of the gospel tells that the parable of the prodigal son was directed at the Pharisees. The problem of the Pharisees and the scribes was not because they were bad people. Rather, they were people who tried to be good through their own efforts. Their attitude toward others and themselves were personified in the elder son of today's gospel story. They were trying to prove that they were worthy before God, like the elder son who turned the father up when he tried to calm him down. He was angry, then he refused to go in, and his father came out to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I have slaved for you, and never once disobeyed your orders. Yet you never offered me so much as a gift for me to celebrate with my friends." In so doing, they put themselves at par with God, thinking that they were deserving of God's grace by their own merits. Furthermore, they were self-righteous, judgmental, and intolerant of those who failed to perform the good deeds or observe the laws as they did. They make themselves the measure of what goodness and holiness were. They became self-satisfied and proud. When we have such an attitude, we behave like slaves. Isn't that how the elder son described himself when he told his father how he had slaved for him all these years? There was certainly no joy for him at all. There was no love in his heart. He considered himself as a servant rather than a son of his father. People like him can never find happiness, since pride fills them and separates them not only from their neighbors, whom they despise, but also God, whom they cannot accept because he welcomes sinners, eats and drinks with them. So the theme of today's scripture reading is clear: to be reconciled. But this reconciliation is not the work of man, but primarily the work of God. In the first reading from the book of Joshua, we have Yahweh saying, "Today I have taken the shame of Egypt away from you." Yes, it was God who delivered the Israelites from the slavery of the Egyptians, from being nomads wandering in the desert. God led them to the promised land. Truly, the Israelites were nobody, but God chose them to be his people. This same theme prevails in the second reading as well. St. Paul makes it clear that for anyone who is in Christ, there's a new creation. The old creation has gone, and now the new one is here. It's the old God's work. It's with God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the work of handing on this reconciliation. The parable of the prodigal son illustrates clearly that it's the father who reconciles. The father had been waiting for the lost son on the way, even before he had decided to return. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity. He ran to the boy, embraced him in his arms, and kissed him tenderly. And the father was not interested even to hear the apology of his sons. Before he could even finish his rehearsed confession, the father cut short his speech and instead restored him to the fullness of his sonship by putting on him the best robe a ring on his finger and sandal on his feet. As far as the father was concerned, it was sufficient that his son recognized his need to return. The father had never considered him as anything other than his son. Dear brother and sister, the church wants us to be focused with regard to the goal of Lent, which is to be a new creation in Christ through the restoration of our sonship. As we continue with the Lenten spiritual exercises, we must never forget that the purpose is to be reconciled with God and with our neighbors. We have with us already the Eucharist to help us in this journey, just as God gave the manna to the Israelites. Let's therefore be filled with joy today. For our joy is not so much that we are able to perform the spiritual exercises, but that God loved us and has forgiven us in Christ. Amen.